Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
78 fairs are held annually in California, and Humboldt hosts two fairs. The Redwood Acres Fair, held June 21st through June 25th, and the Humboldt County Fair, held in Ferndale, August 17th through August 27th. 2 months ago, I stepped out of a short retirement to assist the Humboldt County Fair Association's Board of Directors as their interim general manager. Time is a bit of a blur as I've assumed the reins and come up to speed on fair issues, horse racing, livestock rules and regulations, to secure entertainers and a carnival operator, and a myriad of developing administrative internal controls. It is, without a question, a heavy lift. But what I did not expect was rediscovering a connection to people and community that after 3 years of social distancing, I didn't even realize I was missing. Every day, we work with a number of the inspiring and dedicated folks who contribute to our annual county fair. This year marks the 127th Humboldt County Fair, and for 2 weeks in late August, under our banner theme of ribbons, rides, and racing, we will celebrate fun, competition, and enjoyment. There are all of the classic reasons to attend the fair: the rides and the attraction along the midway, the variety of food and drinks, the livestock exhibits, fine art, arts and crafts, and floral exhibits, an opportunity to win a carnival prize or toy, and participate in a variety of daily special events. 7 of the 78 fairs in our Golden State hold live horse racing events, and unique to Ferndale is our host status, which is granted by the California Horse Racing Board to simulcast our horse races. This means a bettor can be anywhere in the world and place an off-track wager on horse racing and see Ferndale's unique half-mile dirt track surrounded by the picturesque backdrop of our timberlands. The Humboldt County Fair celebrates our community heritage and allows for all ages to compete in a variety of agricultural events. There are a vast variety of animals at our junior livestock shows where local 4-H and FFA youth participate and demonstrate their animal husbandry knowledge alongside their dairy and beef cattle, pigs, chickens, rabbits, sheep, and goats. These animal exhibits help teach fair growers about where food and fiber come from and the great deal of care and hard work that goes into raising animals. Be sure to take a walk through the livestock barns and see and support our youth. 3 years ago, a worldwide pandemic set upon us as we collectively awaited an invisible viral tsunami. While many of us were isolated in households, there was a global renaissance and a boon for home development, cooking, baking, and arts and craft activities. So, what to do with your newly acquired skills and crafts? Consider entering your quilt, knit, crochet, or sewing projects, canned or special baked items into this year's fair. Who knows? Alongside picking a winning horse, you might just bring home a blue ribbon. This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.